call the West Lafayette Village Council meeting to order. Please stand for the pledge and prayer. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Amen.
Roll call.
Cheney?
Here.
Maurer?
Yes.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Miller?
Yep.
Okay, you've all previous to this meeting been provided with a copy of the May 18th, 2020 regular council meeting minutes. If there are no corrections, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Make a motion to approve the May 18th minutes.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Okay, before I move on to correspondence and any citizens' comments, I will be asking for an executive session tonight as soon as we complete regular business to discuss personnel. Okay, under correspondence, received a letter from the Coshocton County Career Center dated May 21st. It's addressed to Chief Klopfenstein. Dear Chief Klopfenstein, on behalf of the Coshocton County Career Center Board of Education, I would like to thank you for your generous donation of the 2009 Ford Crown Victoria with retail value of approximately $900 to the Criminal Justice Program at Coshocton County Career Center. We greatly appreciate your continued support of career technical education in Coshocton County. Your support helps create success and excellence within our school. And I also received a survey from Dominion Energy, which I will give to the administrator to complete. And we received an anonymous letter, I guess I would say, in through the mail, and I'll read it to you. It's short. I live in the town limits of West Lafayette, Ohio. I was part of an In It Together Ohio drive-by through the streets of West Lafayette. When we got to East Grandview Street, what I saw was appalling. There were trash dumps on both sides of the street. This is degrading to the neighborhood, is also degrading to the town officials who allow this to happen. This lowers property values. Please clean it up. And they submitted pictures. This is available. I will give it to the fiscal officer to maintain in the files if anybody cares to look at it. By the way, the property that was addressed in this, the village administrator has been working on and has been prior to even receiving this. Okay, I don't believe we have any citizens' comments. Let's move on to department reports, fire department.
Good evening, Mayor, council members. VA, Amy, yes. I'm kind of standing in for the fire chief. He's got some extra work at the Great Hall. Most of you guys received the fire report for May 2020. Building fires, we had two. Chimney fires, one. Passenger vehicle fire, one. Rescue and emergency medical incidents. Motor vehicle accident with injuries, three. Motor vehicle accident, pedestrians, one. Motor vehicle accident with no injuries, two. Hazardous conditions, arcing short electrical equipment, one. Service call, smoke or odor removal, one. Good intent call, dispatch and canceled en route, two. Authorizing control burning, one. False alarm and false call, two. Special incident type, citizen complaint, one. And down at the bottom there, we got a year to date. West Lafayette Village had five in the month of May. Lafayette Township, four. Linton, zero. Oxford, five. White Ice, two. Out of the district, two. That seems like mutual aid. Second page is call to history. In May, at 18 calls. Year to date, 72. Last year at the same time, we had 17 and 76 activity emergency calls. We had 119 firefighters. It cost $4,914. Non-incident activities, 22, 34.9 hours. Training, 24 hours, 48 hours. It's got the total of 167.81 hours for the total of month. Payroll year to date is $6,100. Fire loss is 11,000 in May. Year to date is $373,310. Wow, big one. Last year to date was only 60,000. Anybody got any questions? Any activities? And next month in July, we're starting a 36-hour fire training class. We're going to have two people in the class. One of the members you already approved. I brought Darren Walker with me this evening to have you approve him. So he's got his paperwork and he's had the background done and his physical's in order. So I'd like for the council to approve him so we can get him ready for fire school.
I did speak with Chief Gould earlier today, and he's asked that you approve the appointment for Darren Walker. So with that, I'll entertain a motion to do so.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Ortenberger?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Motion carries. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Will speak?
Okay, fiscal officer.
Okay, all kinds of stuff tonight. First of all, I have resolution 2020-34 on the table. It's to add funds. I spoke at the last meeting about how we were awarded the $1,000 PEP grant, and we divided that up between departments, so I just need to be able to add that money to the fund so that they can utilize that to purchase their safety equipment. There's also $1,500 that is needed to drop into the food bank agency fund, just so that they can keep the food bank replenished. Next on the list is, so we have Senate Bill 310 that's going through legislation right now, and it encompasses $350 million from the CARES Act funds, and that's to go to local government. So any local government that is 500,000 in population or less, they'll be eligible to receive this money. And if approved, the Village of West Lafayette could receive up to $35,000. So we're waiting for that to go through. If we do get that money, we have to have a resolution passed, which I do have that on the table tonight as well. That's 2020-36. And that's basically just saying that if we do get that money, that we're going to spend it according to the federal guidelines that they've set forth. And those guidelines are within the resolution there as well. They have to be spent in accordance with the COVID-19, any of the expenses that we've had in relation to that. Also, another stipulation to that money as well, and I've added the emergency clause to that resolution for this reason, is that we have to have the money spent and accounted for by October 15th. If it's not spent by then, we have to return what's left back to the state, and that money has to be returned back by December 28th. So we just need to keep the ball rolling and make sure that we can use what we can for that. We received a letter from the Park Board Commissioners, and they've noted that for our second half distribution that we will be receiving $10,000
adjusted increases the insurance policy.
Second.
Warnkirker?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Chaney?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Voss?
Yes.
And Fortune?
Yes.
And the bills have been passed around for approval, but Mr. Voss, I don't have your signature on there, so I'll pass that back to you.
Oh, I'm not on it, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Why did I forgot it?
That's all I have.
Okay, we'll move on to police report. First thing, Corporal Dusenberry is here, he'll read the police report. Go ahead, Larry.
Evening, everybody.
Evening.
Kind of pinch hitting here, so, I guess, for the upside to COVID, call volume was down again for the month, so there's a plus side. We actually only had 76 calls, adult-related, and 3 with juveniles. Of those, we actually had 0 complaints, which in turn, 0 then criminal arrests. We did maintain 29 follow-ups and 1 traffic stop, which did result in a citation. We had 3 crashes for the month and still managed to drive 1,449 miles on 202 gallons of fuel.
All right, thank you. Any questions, folks? Okay, in line with the police report, last week after a number of calls and my personal observation on a number of issues, I issued an order to the police department dealing first with the side-by-sides in the village. I myself, in 2 days, witnessed 4 different occasions where side-by-sides were running on village streets that were in violation of the ordinance, didn't have tags, didn't have seat belts, no mirrors, blah, blah, blah. So my directions to the police department was this. There is to be 0 tolerance. Anybody who is in violation is to be stopped. There are no warnings. They are to be cited, and the vehicle pulled to the side and will have to be towed off the street back to their residence. We fell short of impounding them, but we get the message out, and quite frankly, if it doesn't improve, there have been several council members who have approached me and said we should withdraw that ordinance, and by the end of this month, if I don't see an improvement, I'm going to make that exact recommendation because it's ridiculous. I saw little kids riding around, and I saw them with no tags. In fact, I saw 4 of them had no tags, nothing. Saw them with no mirrors, no inappropriate lights, the whole bit. And so I've asked them to make that a target enforcement, and again, 0 tolerance.
I've had 5 go by my house, and I've
and it needs to get out to the public loud and clear that we're not going to tolerate it, and if people want to ignore it, again, it's going to be my recommendation to this body that we rescind that ordinance because it's dangerous. I've watched stunts. I've seen people go fast down in front of the school, the whole bit. And if they can't self-police themselves, we'll take away the privilege.
I also have a little mini bike. Guy does it, and a woman does it with a little kid sitting between their legs.
So
they don't have a helmet on, so you might keep an eye.
And it's very difficult for a police department that has 1 officer patrolling basically a square mile here to be everywhere. It's impossible. But we need to be very vigilant, and if we see it, we need to stop it. And you know, when I see them fly going a lot faster than 20 miles an hour down in front of the school, I mean a lot faster, and if you hear them, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night speeding down the roads, we got to put a stop to it. And if they can't self-police and it doesn't change with targeted enforcement, then we need to do something drastic about it. And I see Coshocton's considering it. I hope they take a long, hard look at it because it's not what I had hoped it would be. Okay, on the same line, in the last week, I've watched multiple people run the traffic light at Curtin Main. I mean, not trying to beat the light, trying to beat the caution light, literally going through a solid red light. That light's been red, people slow down, they'll look and then fly right through. So I've asked them, again, targeted enforcement in that area and zero tolerance. The only way we're gonna stop it is people think they're gonna have to kick out a couple $100 in fines and penalties. That's what we're gonna have to do. Eventually, somebody's gonna get hurt. And, you know, we've already had one child hit by a car this year. We don't need another incident over simple negligence. It's a simple negligence. So moving on to something much more popular. We have endeavored now for several months in search of a new police chief. And very soon here, I'm going to introduce not only my choice for my appointment as chief, but the committee's review. We've looked at a number of people, and we were getting very concerned. I'm also going to ask for you to waive the residency requirements and allow up to 30 minutes travel time for our new chief to when he relocates closer to us. And I will say, I think the committee will back me up 100% on this, I think there were three of them that was one of their requirements, that they could, you know, didn't have to live immediately here, they could live within 30 minutes of here. So I will ask for that in a form of a motion after the appointment. So if you would please, Matt Fool, if you would please come up front. You can come up here and stay there. I don't care if you want to get up here, you get on camera. The whole world can see.
That's what he didn't want to do.
I've looked again long and hard, done a lot of interviewing, and Matt Fool is our choice in my appointment for police chief. Matt spent 12 years with Richwood Police Department, and then he was with the Marion County Sheriff's Office, and he was there for, 13 years? 14 years. Mm-hmm. So he comes with a strong background. He was a sergeant, and so, you know, he's got some supervisory experience. We felt that his organizational skills were exceptional and fit the bill for what we needed here. So it again is my recommendation to appoint Matthew D. Fool as the next police chief for the village of West Lafayette, and I would entertain a motion to approve that appointment at this time.
I'll make the motion to appoint him.
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Hornberger?
Yes.
Musk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Welcome aboard, chief.
Thank you.
Very good. Also, I mentioned, asked for at this point, I'll entertain a motion to, one, waive the residential requirements for in the village and allow up to a 30-minute commute to the village.
Motion to waive the residential requirement within the village and waive the, or allow 30-minute travel time.
Second.
Hornberger?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Musk?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
All right, good deal.
Thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks again. Have a seat. I'll talk.
Thank you, Council.
You bet.
Okay, solicitor's report. Julie?
Hi there. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, great. Tonight, all I will report to you on is recent Ohio Department of Health orders, which apply to all businesses, including the village. On May 30th, a new order was entered into titled Director's Updated and Revised Order for Business Guidance and Social Distancing. So that order is effective until July 1. It's one of the more general orders. Businesses are still required to comply with the social distancing and do things to maintain social distancing in business spaces. Employees are required to wear masks, and businesses must allow all customers, patrons, visitors, etc., to wear masks. Private gatherings of greater than 10 people are still prohibited, except for the limited purposes provided by the order. And there's certain actions listed in that order that is currently in effect for businesses. There's quite a list of different actions each type of business sector is supposed to be taking. And then also recently, there was an announcement, I don't see an order for it yet, but an announcement that playgrounds and other sorts of facilities like playgrounds and outdoor spaces, et cetera, may reopen on June 10th as long as they follow the consumer retail services and entertainment guidance and any other applicable associated guidance specific to that business. So that guidance I provided to your village officials, including the mayor and administrator and fiscal officer, and they have that handy, and that's all available online. If anyone has any questions about any of those items, I'm happy to answer them. And that is all I will report on to you this evening.
Okay, in the same note, I don't believe, Julie, there's anything that indicates that we should be open to the public here, and we should continue with our conference line and the live streaming that we're doing. You haven't seen anything contrary to that, have you?
I have not, and the that all came to be from the legislation passed by the state legislature. So that legislation, a little different than the Ohio Department of Health orders, I recall was effective, I think, until December. I'd have to look back unless further, you know, extended by the government, but the state government there. But yes, our meeting, the amendments to the Open Meeting Act is still in effect.
Okay. And we continue to keep our parks closed to any groups greater than 10 people. So move on with that. Okay, moving on. Village Administrator.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Council. A few things. We'll start with, I didn't provide you guys a copy, but this little piece of paper here is from the director of the Ohio EPA. For about 2 weeks, I've been working on getting the minimum staff reduction at our wastewater treatment plant. So what does that really mean? You guys all know Mr. Kingdry is the operator of record for both the water treatment plant and the wastewater treatment plant. That means he must complete 20 hours minimum per week at the water plant, and prior to receiving this letter, 20 hours per week at the wastewater treatment plant. He also has a commitment to go to Pearl Valley as well as to Fresno, one of those two lift stations, once per week. So it's a 40-hour work week. He's got 20. He's got requirements to meet at Pearl and Fresno. We can see, however, and we can't track travel time. He has to test water throughout the village. He has to look at lift stations. He has to look at manholes. And he can't count travel time. So we're averaging anywhere between 102 to 118 hours pay period, and have been for some time. I looked at our finances and I looked at our output. I felt that we met the requirements, and in fact, we were granted a 10-hour reduction in minimum staffing. So what that means is now Mr. Kadri still must give us 20 hours a week of water, but it only has to be of wastewater at 10. So that is 10 extra hours that would normally be overtime at all times that will just disappear. So the new plan went into effect yesterday. They worked their first day of it. Is they will work alternate weekends. They will work 3 hours each day on the weekends if it's their day of work, and then they will work Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. So unless they get called out in the middle of the night or we have a huge problem with the breakage or whatever, we should average 86 hours of pay period instead of 118 or 115. So I thought that was a significant savings, as well as I've spoke with Mr. Wattell, the county engineer, this past week, and as you guys know, you appropriated and approved matching grant for the OPWC funding for our paving schedule. We are in round 34. All of the first 33 rounds have been passed. Fred, Mr. Wattell actually spoke with the director of the OPWC. Round 34 of the grants is currently sitting on somebody's desk at the house, and she guaranteed him it would be passed. They are so sure that it's passed that they've actually changed the language in the grant that it can actually be a reimbursement grant now, rather than we give you your money up front, we match it with the money you guys have already appropriated, we take it out to bid, and we pay your streets. So, the city of Coshocton, as well as Coshocton County, have all moved money around. We didn't need to move money around. Fred asked me if I wanted to go ahead, if we wanted to jump on board and do all the paving that we were awarded, and that meant we needed to come up with the $25,000 up front. So we're going to pay the entire $50,000 up front, and then when we get awarded it, we will receive $25,000 back. So you guys already approved the $25,000 match. We just have to come up with the first $25,000 first instead of grant. So we'll get it back. They look for it to pass in the next couple, 2 to 3 months. So City of Coshocton went ahead and fronted the money, so did the county, Coshocton County. So I felt that those government agencies were not, you know, as tight as money as they were pretty sure it's going to happen. So we got plenty of money in there. We were going to do the paving, whether we got it or not. So I thought it was a win-win, so I went ahead and did that. But I want to keep it loop on that. We will get all of our paving done. High grass and weeds. We only had to mow one this week. So we went from 6 weeks ago, 22 people that I don't know if they didn't have a mower or forgot they had to mow grass, to one. So I only had to mow 1 yard. Unfortunately, it took me 2 hours to do it, so it'll be a $200 bill. But any time I mowed them, they've been paying them. So it's been working good. So I applaud everybody in the village who's taking care of their grass. It's really nice to not have to babysit grass. The 2019 drinking water consumer confidence report that's mandated by the Ohio EPA that we distribute to all members that receive our water, all customers that receive our water, has been completed, and we have to have it distributed by July 1st. Typically, apparently what has happened in the past is we make 800 or 900 copies of these, and people literally hang these on people's doors. That is an acceptable way to do it. This year we're going to do it electronically. I've worked with the EPA and found out the way to do it. Amy and I are confident that we can get it done. So we are going to distribute this and make this available online. When people receive their next water bill, there'll be a link on it. They'll type in the link and it will directly pull this up. They will not have to navigate anywhere else. It'll go right to this form. And then I will also have a note on their water bill that if they want a hard copy and don't have the ability to print what they see on their screen, they can stop in the water office and pick up a hard copy. That'll save us all the printing costs as well as the payroll of locking them around the town. So I thought you guys would think that was probably a pretty good idea. Any questions on that? BK Lair, our favorite contractor, is back in town. So they arrived this morning, and they've already begun to reclaim yards. I think they have 6 done already, so they'll be in here this week. I actually had to go out 3 different times today. There were 3 different residences that originally the resident did not want them on their property and did not want them to try to fix their yard. They were gonna do it themselves. I was able to explain to them that, listen, the mayor was very serious about having this project completed correctly, and if they opted to disallow the contractor to fix their yard, should it not work out and the mayor pursues litigation, they would be out on their own because they didn't allow them to try to fix their yard. So all three people had a change of heart, and they are letting BK Lair reclaim their yard. So they should be in town this week, and I'll be visiting with them tomorrow. I will provide the mayor a link, and I'm also going to give it to the fiscal officers because she controls our website, and it is actually from them, from BK Lair in the Ohio State University's Extension Office, on how to keep care of a brand new lawn in summer months. So I will also print one off, and I'm going to make sure that every member of that neighborhood gets how to take care of your new lawn when the sprinkler, when not, you know, don't water it at noon tomorrow when it's 94. It's not gonna work out well for the students. I'll get that taken care of. Signed the contract with Diana with Coshocton County Job and Family Services. We'll be getting two youths, that's another movie, I'm dating myself, but anyhow, we'll be getting two young members of the county beginning July 8th through August 12th, and I plan to have them paint crosswalks, paint curbs, paint the trash cans at Burke Park, stuff like that. So if there's something that you think that two young people can do, they cannot operate anything. No weed eaters, no leaf blowers, no mowers, anything like that. So I'm gonna have them run the paintbrush as much as possible. The courts are opening back up. I know that Julie has prosecuted, facilitated a few court cases via Zoom. The court systems are opening back up. So we do have, I do have two cases ready to go that I'm gonna package up for Julie. And since we just passed ordinance 2020-17, that used to be 2018-19, for unsightly, unsanitary, deteriorating, dilapidated, Julie and I both have decided that these people have been long time, they've been in non-compliance for quite some time. So because of that, I didn't figure 10 more days hurt. We waited for the new law to go into effect that you guys passed the ordinance, and I will be giving out preliminary citations for the police department later this week and get that moving. I have 9 slated to cite, preliminary citations for unsightly, unsanitary, and dilapidation. So the courts are open back up, so I'm taking those cases, so I'm gonna jump back on those. And then last, Ridgewood Rec Board. I've reached out to them on 2 different occasions since the last council meeting, hoping to obtain a signed copy of the use agreement, and I have been unsuccessful at receiving communication to set up a meeting to get that done. So I'm not sure what that means or where that leaves us. I did get a phone call from a member of the Ridgewood Rec, wanted to know how many dads and their kids could be at the park at once, and I said the parks are closed. I'm not going to go out there. I'm not going to, I'm not going to make our officers sit out there. The parks are closed. The way I understand it, you can't be more than 10 people. So I don't know if that was a roundabout way to ask if they could practice or not, but I told them no. So I do not have a use agreement for you. I apologize. I will continue to work on
I've got the flowers up on Main Street that I've been taking care of, and Coshocton downtowner group gave the Rotary 32 baskets, and hopefully this week, if not this week, next week, we will be putting up hanging brackets to hang these baskets from. They'll be 10 feet off the ground. AEP has granted us permission to put those up. So we'll get those up, and then hopefully we'll have the hanging baskets within short order hanging up and down Main Street. They are large baskets, and I think it'll really do a lot to improve the appearance of our Main Street. So that's coming as well. Okay, moving on. Building and committee reports. Buildings and properties. Patrick, at this time, Mayor. Community business development.
Nothing at this time.
Community relations.
Nothing at this time.
Finance.
Finance met tonight. Finances look good, but still tight. As Amy reported, the park board, the second half is going to be reduced, the amount that we will be getting. The Rita has refunded the retainer fee. It's $10,850. And we need approval for end of May cash settlement.
Motion to approve the end of May cash settlement.
Second.
Amy?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Gordon Kirker?
Yes.
Moss?
Yeah.
Fortune?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes. And that's all.
Okay, nothing from fire dependency ordinance?
We have ordinance met on the 28th of May. We did discuss two upcoming ordinances that will be in front of us hopefully at the next meeting.
Okay, park board.
Nothing from the park board right now.
Planning commission.
They're still meeting, but it's all basically done separately, so
yeah.
Nothing for us anyhow.
Public safety.
Nothing at this time.
Public works.
Nothing at this time.
Nothing from records retention, nothing from rules, zoning, and building codes.
We met on the 3rd. We restarted our discussions for the zoning and building code updating and rewriting, and we'll schedule another meeting tonight.
Okay. Police chief search committee, it's coming off the list.
Yay.
Okay. We've got a couple resolutions and ordinances to address tonight. Ordinance 2020-35 will be held for action until after the executive session. So first up is resolution 2020-34, a resolution to amend the 2020 permanent appropriations ordinance 2019-57, adding funds. The fiscal officer addressed this. It does contain the emergency clause.
Motion to suspend the rules.
Second.
Fortune?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Gordon Kirker?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Motion out of second. Sorry.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Moss?
Yes.
Gordon Kirker?
Yes. Okay, 2020-35 will hold. 2020-36. 2020-36, a resolution declaring the village of West Lafayette shall expend funds received from the county coronavirus relief distribution fund according to the federal guidelines set forth and declaring an emergency. Again, this does contain an emergency clause.
Motion to suspend the rules.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Gordon Kirker?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Motion to adopt?
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Gordon Kirker?
Yes. Okay, the only item I had down for other business we've already addressed. Let's schedule some committee meetings.
Chris, did you say you needed a public works meeting?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Cool.
Zoning and building, next Tuesday, 6?
Should work.
Christie?
Tuesday, is that the?
16?
That work for you?
No.
No? How about Thursday, the 18th?
Yep.
Thursday, 18th works for me?
6, yep.
Anybody else? Going once, twice, gone. Committee meetings, zoning and building codes, June 18th at 6:00 PM. Okay, the bills have been around, entertain a motion to approve payment of the bills.
Motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Ford Kirker?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Musk?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Okay, I would like to entertain a motion, that, we'll take just a couple minutes recess, but, entertain a motion that, we enter into executive session, for personnel matters.
Who you want here?
Pardon me?
Who do you want?
The administrator and the fiscal officer will be present.
Motion to go to executive session for personnel with administrator and fiscal officer present.
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Ford Kirker?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Musk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, if anybody needs to take a quick break, go ahead and do it. It is 7:43, we're now off the record.